I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. God's big picture is seeing men, women, boys, and girls, people of all ages, come to know Him and believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior and Lord. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Jesus' desire, reflective of His Father, is that His disciples are making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are teaching them to obey everything, all that Jesus commanded. This is Christ's directive to His bride, the church. Jesus wants us to tell others about Him, to give others the opportunity to not only hear salvation's message, but be able to respond in faith, believing in Christ. One day, Jesus will return and come again, as Acts 1:11 and 12 states. The angels declare to the disciples as Jesus ascended to heaven that He would come again. They were looking intently up into the sky as He was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken away from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen Him go into heaven." So, what is God's big picture for you and me, His followers, His church? To go tell others about Jesus and make disciples, teaching all that Jesus taught. I've often said that the best way to witness is tell others what Jesus means to you, how He has met your needs, saved your soul, answered your prayers, giving you hope and strength to face the day. Seeing God's big picture begins by acknowledging that He is God. He is good. He is the Creator, sustainer of the world. He is loving and holy, so much so that He wants a relationship with you through faith in His Son, Jesus. Our vision is changed and transformed when one becomes a Christ follower. We begin to develop our ability to see things, to live in this world God's way. Are you able to see God's big picture? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord? Are you a Christ follower? Are you telling others what Jesus means to you? How He gives you hope and strength in this journey of life? Let God have His way in your heart and soul today. Ask Him to help you see this world His way through His eyes with His vision. Then you will rejoice in what God will reveal to you. As the hymn writer said, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace." The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.